Yeah, well, that's a good thing about being retired, and it's a hard thing to get used to, is not having to report to anybody. That's another obstacle. Is I get up and, I get up like 2 or 3 hours before Amy gets up. I'm just used to it, because I've done it all my life. And I get up and I go through my routine. I drink my coffee. I listen to the 5 o'clock crowd, because there's a 5 o'clock crowd on this repeater that talks just about every morning. And I'm drinking my coffee and I'm reading the news and I'm watching, you know, the stocks for the pre-market, what's going on in the futures, and waking up. And then Amy gets up and she gets ready and she leaves to go to work. And then I start programming, writing code. And so, and that's gone by for about a month and a half or 2 months now. And I was going flying every now and then, but we got so much rain around here, there's no flying going on, because it's either really high winds or thunderstorms. And I'm not standing out there in the field with lightning popping down everywhere. So anyway, you never know. I might just show up sometime, on the local repeater up there. Have to figure out what that is. Or I don't know if you watch your APERS map. I watch my APERS map about every day. So, sometimes I see KB0, KBJ pop up down here. So you might do that too. And you might see me pop up somewhere up there, but I got to get airplanes and goggles and all that stuff working first. So I got to get this other stuff off my plate, this light speed nanosecond thing. I got to get that taken care of before I can venture out too far. KB0, KBJ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net.
Yeah, this light speed nanosecond problem. That's good. I like that. Yeah, you'll see if you look up KB0 KBJ-5, you'll see. I don't think it leaves much of a trail, but it'll pop up in South Carolina, and then it'll pop up in the Ozarks, and then it'll pop up in. I think this is accurate as to. This is my handheld, you know, and I don't turn on the APRS much on that thing, except for I'm sitting in. I carry it along and. On my trips. So I think the last time it's probably been on has been South Carolina in this order. South Carolina, October, and then same time roughly Ozarks coming back. And then New Hampshire. And now EAA is probably sitting in Oshkosh right now. It's a little, I don't know what I changed it to, icon of a bicycle or something. But, all righty. You have a good evening there, Dave. Looks like, yep. It's gotten dark on me here. Well, not totally, but pretty well. So days are getting shorter. All right. W4DJW.net. Good chatting. KB0, KBJ.
All right, Steve. We'll appreciate you logging into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net this evening. I have enjoyed that thoroughly. It's been a while since we've talked. And Megan, it's good to hear you on the radio. Really appreciate you jumping in there and chatting. We've got a lot more female net control operators and female ham radio operators down here now, so you might listen in on Echo Link every now and then and join in with them. I'm sure they would welcome you into the group wholeheartedly. Anyway, you guys take care, stay safe up there, and might be seeing you again sooner than you think. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. All right, have I missed anyone for comments, or have missed any stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where, let's see, I think that's going to be Daniel calling the net, because it will be the first Sunday of the month, so stop back by. KJ4WZM, Daniel will be calling net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Please stand by for my net report. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.